27,
Matthew chapter 8, verse 27, 23 to 27.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被拖乱，掩盖。耶稣却对他说：“门徒来叫你，他说：‘救我们！’”He replied, You of little faith.
Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. The man was amazed and asked, What kind of man is he? Even the winds and the waves
obeyed him. John 16, verse
33.
我将这些事告诉你们，要叫你们在我里面有平安。
In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我们再读一处圣经，在列王记上19章。
We return to 1 Kings, chapter 19.
列王记上19章
First Kings chapter 19
11节到13节
Verse 11 through 13
耶和华说
Mercy, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain and shattered the rocks before the Lord. For the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood in the cave. The Lord said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? We will end at verse 13.
早上最主要的是要来看马太福音第八章23节到27节这里所记载的一段事。
This morning our main focus will be in Matthew chapter 8 from verse 23 to 27.
这里是记载门徒和主耶稣在加利利海的上面遭遇风浪的一件事。
And here that we learn that Jesus and his disciples had met a great storm on the Sea of Galilee.
但是在我们开始思想这件事的时候，我们先要来思想那一天先发生了什么事。
Before we consider this part of scripture, we will see what happened that day.
这件事是发生在晚上。
This happened at night.
那天白天发生了什么事？
So what happened in that day?
那个白天发生了很多很多的事。
That morning, many things had happened.
首先呢，那个早上呢，主在那个山上，跟很多人讲了。一段教训。
First of all, the Lord had given them, many people, given the multitude a message.
那是在马太福音第五章、马太福音第六章、第七章所记载的。
And it was recorded in Matthew 5, chapter 5, 6, and 7.
那个五章、六章、七章到八章都是同一天发生的事情。
Everything that was recorded in chapter 5, 6, and 7 happened in one day.
所以读圣经的时候，我们要注意一点。
So when we read the Bible, we need to take care.
有时候一节到一节啊，中间就三十年了。
Sometimes from one verse to the next, it has passed 30 years.
前面一节呢是主耶稣十二岁呢，下一节呢就三十岁了。
And the verse before talks about when Jesus was only 12, the next verse talks about when he turned 30.
有的时候呢，一章一章呢都是同一天的事。
Sometimes many chapters will only incorporate one day.
那这里就是第五章、第六章、第七章都是讲到在山上。
Here we see in chapter 5, 6, and 7 talked about Jesus' teaching on the mount.
然后你看第八章第一节说耶稣就下了山。
On chapter 8, the first verse tells us that Jesus came down from the mountainside.
下了山呢又发生了好多的事情。
And then many things also happened after he came down from the mountainside.
头一件事情就是有一个大麻风的人被主医治疗。
First of all, there was a man with leprosy who was cured by the Lord.
那个大麻风的人让主的手呢，一摸呢，他立刻就洁净了。
The Lord touched him with his hand, and the leprosy was cleansed.
然后呢，又碰到一个百夫长。
And then he met a centurion.
那个百夫长有一个仆人生病了。
And the centurion, one of the servants, the centurion was sick.
那耶稣呢，一说话呢，那个百夫长的仆人就好了。
And Jesus just spoke, and the illness went away.
这还没有完啊，这一天还没有结束。
And this day did not end yet.
然后耶稣又到了彼得的岳母的家里面。
And then Jesus went to Peter's mother-in-law's house.
他的岳母刚好犯了热病。
And she had fever.
然后耶稣手一摸，他的病又好了。
Jesus touched her with his hands, and the fever left her.
在这一天还没有结束。
And the day still did not end.
他们又带了许多被鬼附的人来。
They brought many people who was possessed by evil spirits.
耶稣呢，用一句话就把那个鬼赶出去了。
And Jesus cast them out by his word.
这一天还没有结束。
This day still did not end.
他说，并且治好一切有病的人。
Because it tells us Jesus had healed all those who were sick.
这个时候呢，已经到了晚上。
Here we come to nightfall.
因为主耶稣做了这么多的事。
Jesus had done so many works.
就很多的人就来跟随他。
Many people came to follow him.
但是主就告诉门徒说，我们渡到那一边去吧。
But Jesus told the disciples that we will go to the other side of the shore.
然后23节说，耶稣就上了船。
23 tells us that he got into the boat.
这里记载说，门徒也跟着他。
And the disciples followed him.
我想这就是这一段圣经的背景。
And this is the background for this portion of scripture.
我相信门徒从来在他们一生的里面没有经过这么样的一天。
In the disciples' life, they have never experienced a day such as this.
在早上呢，听了最好的信息。
In the morning, they listened to the best sermon.
最好的道理。
The best.
然后呢，下午呢，就看到这么大的神迹。
In the afternoon, they saw great miracles.
我们要是有能够看到一个神迹的话，我们可能就非常的兴奋。
If we can just see one miracle, we will be so excited.
但在同一天之内，这个门徒看了好多神迹。
But in one day's time, the disciples have seen numerous miracles.
所以我相信到了那天晚上的时候。
And that day, by the night time,
他们的信心啊，一定是很大很大很大。
They are full of faith.
他们好像一个球呢，充满了气。
They should be like a ball is pumped up with air.
他们从来没有一天这么兴奋过的。
There's never been a day so exciting as this one.
对，这个时候呢，那个气球好像就被吹破了。
At this time, it seems like something pricked the ball.
好像一根针呢，把那个球就吹破了。
Something has pricked the ball.
他们到了那个船上的时候。
When they got into the boat,
就突然就起了暴风。
There was a furious storm.
这个暴风一来的时候。
And when the storm came,
这个门徒就非常的害怕。
The disciples were afraid.
这里我们就一起要来思想。
Here we want to think together.
他们岂不是白天才听的最好的道理吗？
In the morning, haven't they just heard the best teaching?
那为什么那个白天听的道理在晚上不管用呢？
How come the word that they heard in the morning cannot help them at night?
他们听的是主耶稣亲自讲的道理。
They heard the words from the Lord's mouth.
还不是从某某弟兄某某姊妹听来的道理。
They did not hear a sermon from a certain brother or sister.
是主耶稣亲自讲的道理。
But Jesus himself told them the word.
是白天讲的。
He spoke to them in the morning.
晚上碰到暴风的时候好像不管用啊。
And when at night they met the storm, it doesn't help.
我们要思想这一件事。
We need to consider this.
白天听的道理为什么晚上就不管用了？
How come we can hear the words in the morning, yet the words cannot help us at night?
是不是听到没有用呢？
Is it because it's useless to hear sermons?
那如果听到没有用的话，那我们为什么要听到呢？
If it's useless to hear sermons, then why should we listen to the teaching?
弟兄姊妹，听到是有用。
When sisters, it is useful to hear the word of God.
听到是非常重要的。
It is very important.
那为什么在这个晚上的时候那些道都没有用？
But why is it at night time these words cannot help us?
但是我们想到我们读圣经的时候。
When we read the Bible.
我们如果读到五旬节那个故事的时候。
If we read about the story of the Pentecost.
当那个圣灵降到这些门徒的身上。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples.
他们就想起主耶稣对他们讲过的一切的话。
They remember all the words that the Lord has spoken to them.
所以他们在今天早上所听的话，这个早上所听到的话都是有用的。
The words that they heard this morning was very useful to them.
但是在那天晚上没有用。
But at that particular night, it was not useful.
因为在那天晚上，他们还没有 用信心跟他们的话调和。
And because at that night they have not mixed their faith with words.
这个跟做菜的道理差不多的。
This is just like cooking.
如果你去做菜
If you want to cook,
你用最好的材料
you can use the best material.
你用最新鲜的材料
the freshest material.
你把它都摆在一起
And you put all of them together.
然后你一点盐都不放
Then don't put any salt.
然后你去吃吃看那个菜好不好吃
And then you cook and taste it to see if the dish was good.
好像不大有味道。
It seems like it's tasteless.
但是如果你把一点点的那个盐哦，去调和一下。
Yet if you just put a little bit of salt in there.
然后呢，所有的那些味道呢，都带出来了。
It will bring out all the flavor.
这就是主耶稣为什么说，你们听得到呢，要用信心去调和。
That's why Jesus told us that you, after you listen to the word, you must mix with faith.
这个信心呢，就像那个盐一样。
Faith is like salt.
这个信心调进去以后呢，哎，那个味道就出来了。
After you add faith, it will bring out all the flavor.
当信心不在的时候
，When the faith is not present,
那个话语呢，就是一个道理。
The words are just teaching.
那个道理呢，就不能救我们。
And doctrine cannot save us.
如果道理能够救我们的话，那就很容易。
If doctrine can save us, then everything will be easy.
那我们就要听很多道就可以了。
All we have to do is listen to many doctrines.
因为道理可以救我们。
Because doctrine can save us.
但是道理本身那个道理光是听那个道理并不能救我们。
But just listen to the doctrine cannot teach us.
门徒晚上他们就经历了这件事。
The disciple experienced at this night.
听的时候呢是非常的喜乐。
When they heard the word, they were full with joy.
但是那个风一来的时候呢一点都不在了。
But when the storm came, everything was not there.
我们身上有没有这样的经历呢
Haven't we had the same experience?
那个风还没有来的时候，我们都很喜乐。
Before the storm came, we are filled with joy.
我们也觉得自己好像蛮刚强的。
We saw that we are also very strong.
我们做信主几个月以后呢，我慢慢觉得里面有一点好像长起来的。
And after believing in Christ for several months, it seems like something in there began to grow.
因为我每次聚会呢都很喜乐，听了主的话，我们都很高兴。
Every time we attend a meeting and hear the Lord's word, we are filled with joy.
然后我们发现，那风一吹的时候呢，我们发现里面什么都没有。
But when the storm came, we discovered we have nothing inside.
就好像那个树上的地上的落叶一样。
Just like the leaves on the ground.
冬天快过完了，地上有很多很多的落叶。
And before the winter came, there are many fallen leaves on the ground.
但是这个叶呢，是经不起那个风吹的。
But the fallen leaves cannot be blown by the wind.
风一吹的时候，这叶都跑掉了。
When the wind began to blow, all the leaves are scattered.
主的话。如果像我对于我们只是叶子的话
If the word of God to us is just like leaves
我们听了很多的道如果都是像这些落叶的话
If we have heard many words of God yet they're all like fallen leaves
那我们就经不起风吹了
Then we cannot stand the storm
那风一吹呢就完全跑掉了
When the wind comes everything will be gone
所以诗篇呢第一篇告诉我们
Psalm chapter 1 tells us
他说什么样的人是有福的呢
So who is the blessed one
他说呢那些喜爱耶和华的律法，又昼夜思想的人，这人是有福的。
He said, "It's one who delights in the law of the Lord, and he meditates day and night."
当神的话，我们来思想的时候
，When we begin to meditate upon the word of God,
那个话呢，就好像长了一个根在我们身上。
The words will begin to take root.
像一棵树扎在那个溪水的旁边。
Like a tree planted by the by the brook.
这个时候还怕不怕风啊？
At this time, are you still afraid of the wind?
这个时候风出来的时候也不会再走掉了。
Even when the wind begins to blow, this will not go anywhere.
对，头一点我们发现这个门徒那天晚上所听的道理对他们没有用。
So the first thing we discover is the words that the disciples had heard in the morning wasn't helpful to them at night.
第二呢，那个神迹奇事他们所看见的对他们也没有用。
Secondly, the miracles that they have seen in the afternoon did not help them.
很多人在还没有信主的时候，常常有这样一个想法。
Before people believe in the Lord, they often have this kind of thinking.
如果主显一个神迹给我看呢，我马上就信。
If the Lord will show me a miracle, then I will believe in Him.
甚至我们得救以后，我们有时候还是这样想。
Even after we are saved, we still have this kind of thinking now.
主啊，如果你做这样的事情，我就这样。
Lord, if you will do this thing, then I will believe in you.
如果这一次我这个祷告你听的话，那我这一生就要服侍你。
If you listen to this prayer of mine, then I will serve you for the rest of my life.
我们还要求一件事情呢，让我们看见以后呢，我们就信。
We want to ask him to show us something that we can see and then we can believe.
门徒那天看了几件事啊？
How many miracles did the disciples have seen that day?
也有看到大麻风被医治。
They saw the leper being cured.
看到百夫长的仆人被医治。
And the centurion's servants were healed.
彼得的孕妇被医治。
Peter's mother-in-law was healed.
看到好多被鬼附的人被医治。
And many people who were possessed by demons who were healed.
然后看到
healed.
一切有病的都被治好了。
And they see everyone who came with illness was healed.
一天之内看到这么多神迹啊。
In one day's time, they've seen so many miracles.
弟兄姊妹，你想，如果我一天之内看到这么多神迹的话，那我这个人已经奉献给主了。
One sister, if I had seen so many miracles, I would dedicate my life to the Lord.
如果一天之内看到这么多神迹的话，我这一生啊就不离开主了。
If I've seen so many miracles, I will never leave the Lord for the rest of my life.
就晚上的风一吹起来的时候。
But at night when the winds began to blow,
神迹都不见了。
All the miracles were gone.
神迹奇事可不可以救我？
Can miracles save us?
那天在主耶稣在世的时候，有五千个人呢、啊，他们吃饱。
When that day 5,000 people were fed.
用两个饼五条鱼呢，五千个人吃饱。
Five loaves and two fish.
五个饼两条鱼。
Five loaves and two fish, everyone was fed.
那些人不但是看了神迹啊。
No, they have not only seen the miracle.
他们肚子还饱了。
And they were filled in their stomach.
他们亲自呢拿到那个饼。
They have physically touched the bread.
然后看那个饼呢越分越多。
And they have seen the bread begin to multiply.
每个人都吃饱了。
And everyone was satisfied.
然后看到地上还有留下十二个篮子。
And then they seen that there's still leftover.
弟兄姊妹，你想，哎呀，要是我当时的那个的话。
One sister, you might say, if I was there,
那我的信心不知道要多高了。
My faith will just jump and leap.
但是那些吃饼得饱的人
，But those people who have been fed by the bread,
就是那些说钉他十字架，钉他十字架的人
，are the same people, the same multitude that cried to crucify him, crucify him.
所以当耶稣那天在那个地方行神迹以后呢，就好多人来跟随他。
That day when people have seen the miracle Jesus performed, many people came to follow him.
但是主拒绝他们的跟随。
But Jesus rejected them.
主不要那些为了神迹而跟随他的人。
He doesn't want people to follow him because of his miracles.
那神迹也不能够救这个门徒。
The miracles cannot save the disciples.
到了晚上暴风起来的时候。
At night when the storm came,
他们的里面就惧怕。
Filled with fear.
这实在是我们的经历。
This is our experience.
在我们的生活的里面，突然就暴风就起来了。
In our many times in our life, we encounter a storm all of a sudden.
我们就像门徒一样。
And we are like the disciples.
那个所听的道都不记得。
All the sermons we heard, we have forgotten.
所听的见证、神迹奇事，我们也都不记得。
All the testimony that we have heard, we have forgotten them.
我里面就一件事，就是惧怕。
There's only one thing in our heart that is fear.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
当他们在惧怕的时候呢
？When they were afraid,
那个主在他们的船上。
Jesus was in their boat.
所以他们就来主的面前祷告。
So they came and prayed to the Lord.
这祷告我非常的喜欢啊。
I love this prayer.
他说主啊，救我们啊。
The Lord save us.
我们丧命啊。
We're going to drown.
我常觉得我们祷告就是这样。
I often thought that this is our prayer.
主啊，救我。
Lord save me.
我要完蛋了。
I'm doomed.
感谢主，主很喜欢这样的祷告。
Thank the Lord because he loved these prayers.
虽然主好像也责备他们。
Even though it seems like the Lord also rebuked them.
但是主解决他们的问题。
But the Lord also resolved their problem.
所以这件事情让我们看见了，道理没有用。
So here we see that teachings does not help.
神迹奇事也没有用。
Miracles cannot help.
只有主有用。
Only the Lord can help.
我们真正有暴风的时候呢，我们找谁啊？
When we truly have the storm, who do we look for?
到那个时候来看圣经，可能已经太晚了。
At that time, if you begin to read the Bible, it's too late.
就有一个难处，赶快读圣经。
If you have a problem, you start looking, flipping through the Bible.
有的时候主也怜悯我们的。
Sometimes the Lord will have mercy on us.
连接着圣经对我们说话。
And He will speak to us through the Bible.
但是第一次灵，第二次不定灵的。
But it might work the first time, but not the second time.
不要等到暴风来的时候赶快读圣经。
Don't wait till the storm comes and then read the Bible.
我们也不要常常要求主来显个神迹给我们看。
And don't ask the Lord to show me a miracle.
当那些法利赛人向主说显个神迹给我们看。
When the Pharisees asked the Lord to perform a miracle,
主就责备他。
The Lord rebuked them.
主实在在地上呢，他不是要我们跟随神迹奇事。
Because he does not want us to follow after miracles.
那暴风来的时候怎么办呢？
What happens when the storm comes? That is to look for the Lord.
这是唯一的办法。
That is the only way.
这也是我们今天在地上呢最值得高兴的一件事。
And this is something that gives us great joy.
就是主耶稣在我们心里面。
That Jesus is in my heart.
主耶稣在我们的船上。
Jesus is in my boat.
在这一天晚上啊，如果主耶稣不在他们的船上的话，他们就糟糕了。
On this particular night, if Jesus was not in their boat, then they are doomed.
这些人啊，都是渔夫啊。
All these people are fishermen.
他不是像我们这样的人。
They are not like us.
像我们这样的人坐在船上啊，摇摇摇，我们就害怕了。
If we are in a boat and the boat starts to rock, then we will be afraid.
这些人是职业渔夫啊。
These people are professional fishermen.
他们天天在加勒利海讨生活的。
And they practically live in the Sea of Galilee.
所以一点小风小浪，他们是不在乎的。
So for a small storm, they will not care.
而且他们也不是一个人。
And they're not just one of them.
有十二个人在上面。
There are 12 of them on the boat, in the boat.
但是那天晚上啊。
But this night.
这些都不管用了。
Nothing worked.
他们以前的那个经验都不管用了。
Their experiences are no longer helped them.
那个风浪太大了。
Because the storm is too great.
有人告诉我们啊，那个加利利那个海啊，其实是一个湖，不是海，是叫一个加利利湖。
Actually, the Sea of Galilee is a lake.
那个湖的旁边呢，都是山。
Along the shore of the Sea of Lake of Galilee is our mountains.
这个湖的本身呢很低很低，比海平面还要低。
And the lake is very deep.
在那个山跟山中间就有一些山谷。
But between the mountains there are valleys.
那个山谷呢就好像一个风洞一样哈。
And it's like a wind tunnel.
那个常常会有那个风呢，这样灌下来。
And the wind will come stream down the between the mountains.
因为那个湖面很低的缘故。
And because the lake is very low.
感觉上那个风啊，是从头上这样往下灌。
So it felt like the wind was coming from above.
这个风如果是左右吹的话呢，还好一点。
If the wind was blowing left and right, then it should be okay.
如果那个风是往下吹的话，那就很可怕。
But if the wind was coming down from above, then it's very fearful.
对，这里说那个船呢，好像被风浪给盖了。
And so here it seems like the waves are swept over the boat.
我相信这个风浪啊，是神所安排的。
I believe that God has arranged for this storm.
这个风浪是神许可的。
God has allowed the storm to happen.
要让这些门徒来认识神。
So that the disciples can know the Lord.
今天早上呢，我们特别要来思想一件事呢，就是为什么主耶稣在船上有平安。
This morning we want to consider why Jesus had peace when he was in the boat.
这个船上有13个人。
In this boat we see there's 13 people.
有12个是门徒呢，有一个是主耶稣。
12 of them disciples and one of them is Lord Jesus.
如果我们有点想象力的话，我们看到那个风浪起来的时候呢，有12个人忙忙碌碌。
If we have some imagination, we see that when the storm came, 12 people are busying about.
可能像中国话说鸡飞狗跳。
And they're all running everywhere.
但是呢，有一个人。
But there's one man.
不但没有跑来跑去。
He did not run around.
他睡觉了。
He was sleeping.
不但睡觉了，睡着了。
Not only sleeping, but he was deep in sleep.
那个船这样摇来摇去，摇来摇去，他都睡着了。
The boat can rock back and forth, and he's still sleeping.
这是很特别的一件事啊。
This is very special.
整本圣经啊，只有这个地方记载主耶稣睡觉的事。
So, this is the only place in the Bible that tells us Jesus was sleeping.
但这个睡觉呢，有很深的意义。
But this sleep has great meaning.
这个睡呢，代表它里面有一个完全的平安。
And this sleep tells us that he has a full peace within his heart.
这是真的平安。
This is the true peace.
这不是那个暴风可以吹走的平安。
It's a peace that cannot be taken away by the storm.
那门徒的身上呢就没有这个平安。
And the disciples do not have such kind of peace.
那为什么主耶稣有而门徒没有？
How come that Jesus can have this peace and the disciples do not have this peace?
我们怎么样能够有像基督这样的一个平安在我们身上？
How can we also obtain such kind of peace?
哎，早上特别来思想什么是平安。
So this morning I want to meditate upon peace.
讲到平安，我们都不陌生。
When we talk about peace, this is not unfamiliar to us.
因为我们中国人就知道平安这件事。
For the Chinese people, we talk about peace.
因为在我们过年的时候啊，我们都要写那个春联。
During the Chinese New Year's, we have to write a poem.
在春联的时候呢，那个横轴啊，常常都是写四个字。
Usually it's a four character.
那个字四个字就叫岁岁平安。
And it means peace year after year.
我们很喜欢呢，那两个字就是平安。
And everyone loves the two words, the word that says peace.
我们不但希望今年平安呢，我们希望明年也要平安。
We not only want to have peace this year, but we also want the peace after the next year.
我们希望呢，后年也平安。
And the year after.
对，每一年都要平安。
So every year we want to have peace.
所以我们写岁岁平安。
Therefore we write the word peace year after year.
我们中国人还有一句话。
There's another idiom.
平安就是福啊。
Peace is blessing.
这句话实在是很好。
This is good word.
你是不是这样认为呢？
Do you believe that also?
是不是平安就是福呢？
Isn't peace is blessing?
实在是的。
This is true.
我们在这个地上哈，真是仔细想起来，你看好多人忙忙碌碌啊，为的是什么呢？
We live on this earth and so many people are so busy all the time. What is it for?
不过是想得到一个平安。
They're all looking for peace.
不过是想知道将来的平安。
They want to have peace for the future.
虽然我们很多人现在有平安，但是我们总是觉得将来还不保险。
And many people feel that, yeah, I have peace right now, but I might not have the security in the future.
所以我们忙忙碌碌呢，就是为了将来的平安。
So we're so busy to look to secure our peace in the future.
所以我们没有一个人对平安这个字是陌生的。
So we are always familiar with the word peace.
我们都想要平安。
Because we are looking for peace.
在新约圣经里面呢，平安这个字呢出现好多好多次。
In the New Testament, we discover the word peace many times.
只有约翰一书这卷书没有提到平安。
Only 1 John did not mention anything about peace, the word peace.
从马太福音到启示录。
From Matthew to the Revelation.
每一卷书呢都讲平安。
We see the word peace in every book.
特别是保罗写书信的时候
，especially when Paul was writing the epistles，
他每次都说愿恩惠平安从我们主耶稣基督的父神给领导你们。
He always said that may the peace of our Father Lord Jesus be with you。
当主耶稣降生的那个晚上
，the night that Jesus was born，
那个晚上呢就有天使向牧羊人显现。
The angels appeared to the shepherds。
那个天使向牧羊人说什么话呢？
So what did they say to the shepherd?
他说荣耀归给至高的神。
Glory to the God in the highest.
那平安就归给地上他所喜悦的人。
And peace be to men.
这是那天晚上天使向牧羊人说的话。
This was the word that the angel spoken to the shepherd that night.
所以今天我们常常说那个叫做平安夜。
Today we often call that the silent night.
因为呢，实在是一个大喜的信息。
Because that was a great gospel.
就是有平安为我们存留。
Peace was reserved for us.
在起初的教会，那个信徒他们彼此见面问安的话啊，就是平安。
In the beginning church, when the saints will greet one another with the word peace.
对他们彼此见面了，他们就说你有没有平安呢？
When they meet one another, they will say, "Do you have peace?"
这是一个很好的问安的话。
This is a great greeting.
因为这句话就带进属灵的交通里面。
Because this will bring you right into spiritual fellowship.
我们今天我们就缺少这样一个好的问安的话。
Today we're lacking such kind of greeting among us.
这实在是一个非常好的事。弟兄，你有平安吗？
It's a good thing to ask the brother, "Brother, do you have peace?"
或姊妹，你有平安吗？
Or sister, do you have peace?
我们住在台湾的人，我们都知道，在台湾他们见面的时候说什么呢
When we lived in Taiwan, we would know what, how people greet one another.
大哥，你吃饱了没有？
The first thing they ask you is, have you eaten yet?
所以我在台湾长大，但是那个闽南话都不会。
So, when I grew up in Taiwan, but I do not know how to speak Taiwanese.
但我有一句话我听得懂。
But there's one Taiwanese I understood.
就是你假爸爸。
And that is, have you eaten yet?
因为每次碰到面啊，在街上面啊，就听到你吃饱没有，我吃饱没有。
Every time you see people greet one another on the street is, have you eaten, have you eaten yet?
这个问候呢，就把我们带到这个祝福的眼上去。
Such kind of salutation will bring you your attention right to your stomach.
所以没有办法讲到那个属灵的事情上去。
Then you cannot talk about spiritual things.
所以这个平安就比较好。
So peace is a better way.
所以我们见到面的时候，我不是关心你的祝福。
So when I meet you, I do not care about whether you are full or not.
但是我关心你是不是里面有平安。
But I care whether or not you have peace in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，这虽然是一个简单的事啊。
One sister, this is a simple thing.
但是有一个深的意义。
But there's a deep meaning behind it.
你来想想看，今天我们彼此见面哈，问什么话
？Today when we see one another, what do we ask of each other?
你忙不忙
？Are you busy?
这说出一件事。
This tells us one thing.
今天我们都忙。
Today we're all busy.
我们也关心别人忙什么。
We also care what other people are busying about.
所以我也忙呢，你也忙。
I'm busy, you're busy.
那我问你，你忙什么？你问我忙什么
？I ask you what are you busy about, and you ask about my business.
所以这个继续下去谈呢，都是谈的忙的事。
And then all we talked about are all business.
这没有办法再进。
This cannot bring us into spiritual fellowship.
对，问安的话就说出我们那个属灵的光景。
How we greet one another tells us our spiritual condition.
我们是不是关心你的平安，我的平安
？Do I care about your peace? Do you care about my peace?
这是在新约里面讲的。
This is what tells us in the New Testament.
在旧约里面也讲这个平安。
In the Old Testament, we also talked about peace.
在旧约里面啊，那个平安那个字就是叫做 Shalom。
In the Old Testament, the word peace appeared as Shalom.
在亚伯拉罕跟那个王打仗以后呢，回来就有一个祭司来见他。
After Abraham had fought the five kings, one of the priests came to meet him.
那个祭司叫做沙冷王。
And it was the king of Salem.
又叫做平安王。
And the king of peace.
那个祭司就是麦基洗德。
And he is Melchizedek.
新约圣经告诉我们，主耶稣。乃是按照麦基洗德的等次做大祭司。
And the New Testament tells us that Jesus was in the order of Melchizedek.
那个圣城叫耶路撒冷。
And the holy city is called the New Jerusalem.
那意思就是平安的城。
And the meaning is the city of peace.
我们可以看见，在整个圣经里面有这样一个，好像有这样一个意思。
It seems like throughout the entire Bible there is such a thought.
就是神要把这个平安赐给人。
God wants to give us this peace.
那什么是平安呢？
What is peace?
我想平安一共有三个意思。
Peace has three meanings.
头一个意思，平安就是和睦。
And the first meaning of peace is reconciliation.
我想这个我们很容易了解。
I think we can all understand that.
我们如果到一个家庭里面，我们要看这个家有没有平安。
When we go to a home, we want to see whether or not this home has peace.
我们就要看这个夫妻和不和睦。
We want to see if there's harmony between the husband and wife.
如果这个夫妻是和睦的话
，If the couple has harmony,
那这个家就有平安。
Then there is peace in this home.
如果这个夫妻不和睦的话
，If there's no harmony between the husband and wife,
这个家庭就没有。
There is no peace in this home.
这个平安就是和睦。
And peace is that harmony.
不但是人跟人之间的和睦，是带来平安。
Not only the harmony between men will bring us peace.
而最重要的一个平安呢，乃是人跟神中间的和睦。
The most important is the harmony between God and man.
当神创造人的时候，一创造好的时候，人是有平安的。
When God created man, there is peace in man's heart.
因为那个时候人跟神是完完全全和睦的。
Because there is a perfect harmony between man and God.
什么时候那个平安失去了呢
？When did we lose that peace？
就是当亚当不听神话以后。
That's when Adam disobeyed God。
所以圣经上说啊，有一天 那亚当就听到神的声音。
And the Bible tells us one day Adam heard God's voice.
他平常听到神的声音就很高兴。
In the past, he will hear his voice and he will rejoice.
他跑去找神了。
He will run to look for God.
就那天他听到神的声音以后做了什么事呢？
But that day he heard the word of God and what did he do?
他就躲到树林的里面去了。
He hid himself in the bushes.
为什么那天他要躲起来呢？
Why does he have to hide himself that day?
因为他跟神中间的和睦失去了。
Because he has lost that harmony between God.
那时候他就失去了平安。
That time he had lost peace.
所有的不平安呢、啊、都是从这个不平安来的。
All the uneasiness came from this,
对啊，今天有很多的原因让我们不平安。
Today there are many reasons that cause us to lose peace.
但是那个根源呢，乃是人跟神中间的那个和睦失去了。
But the root came back to this, that man has lost harmony between, we lost harmony between man and God.
人也想了很多的办法，要来解决这个问题。
We also thought of many ways try to resolve this problem.
像该隐，他一开始他就想了一个办法。
Cain had thought of a way.
那历史历代好多人想了很多的办法。
And throughout the ages, many people will come up with different methods.
有的人就用苦行。
And some people would suffer through asceticism.
那有的人呢就用善行。
And some people will go about doing good.
为什么人要有苦行？为什么人要有善行呢？
And why are some people so strict with themselves? Some people would do all kinds of charity.
因为人用他的智慧讲呢，这样呢，我的跟神之间的那个和睦呢就能够恢复了。
Because with man's wisdom, we thought that this way we can restore the peace between God and man and God.
人虽然是很聪明，但是人在这件事情上是完全的失败。
Even though men are very wise, but in this part, we have totally failed.
因为神跟人的中间呢，有一个不能隔断的墙。
And because there is a wall between, that was built between man and God that cannot be taken down.
这个墙不能靠善行去拆掉的。
You cannot use charity to tore away this wall.
这个也不能够靠苦行去拆掉的。
You cannot use asceticism to take away this wall.
要拆掉这个墙只有一个办法。
There's only one way that we can take out this wall.
就是基督的宝血。
That is with the blood of Christ.
在以弗所书里面就告诉我们。
Ephesians tells us.
就是当靠着基督的血呢，把那个不能那个车断的墙把我们拆掉了。
And with the blood of Christ, that the wall that cannot be taken down has been crushed.
借着基督的血，我们可以与神亲近。
Through the blood of Christ, we can draw near to God.
借着基督的血，我们跟神可以再和睦。
Through the blood of Christ, we can be in peace and harmony with God.
这个时候
we can reconcile with God.
我们的里面就有一个平安的根源。
And here we have the source of peace.
为什么主耶稣在那个船上能够这么平安呢？
And how can Jesus be so peaceful in the boat?
因为耶稣跟神之中间呢是完全的和睦的。
Because the Father and Christ is total harmony.
他们中间没有一点点的问题。
There is no problem between them.
没有一点的隔阂。
There is no separation between them.
因为有这样的一个关系，所以他有平安。
Because they have such kind of relationship, therefore they have peace.
而这个平安是暴风所不能夺去的。
And this peace cannot be taken away by the storm.
如果我们的平安是建立在这个根基上的话，
If our peace is also built upon this foundation,
就是暴风所不能夺去。
Then that will be the peace that the storm cannot take away.
有一次我听到一个弟兄做这样的见证，我心里很受感动。
Once I heard a brother give such testimony that truly moved my heart.
他说啊，他有一次他坐飞机。
He says once he was in a plane.
要到一个地方去讲道。
He was going to another place to speak.
然后在那个飞机上的时候呢，那个飞机呢，就有点问题。
On the plane, there was something happened to the airplane.
那空中小姐就告诉他们，现在飞机有问题，大家绑紧安全带。
The stewardess told them that there's some problem with the airplane, so everyone put on your seatbelt.
不是普通的问题，是很严重的问题。
There's some serious problem.
所以整个飞机上的人都非常的紧张。
And so people are all very tense in the plane.
甚至也有人哭泣的。
And people begin to cry.
这个弟兄他就告诉我们了，他就当时呢，他就把他的东西都收好。
And this brother told us at that time he just put all his stuff away.
都收好，然后把它放起来。
he put away all his belongings.
他把衣服呢也整理好。
And he just fixed his clothes.
然后自己呢再坐好一下。
And then set himself straight in the chair.
然后他就把手放在膝盖上。
And put his hand on the knee.
他就对主说，主啊，我已经准备好了。
And he told the Lord, says, Lord, I'm prepared.
我已经准备见。
I'm ready to see you.
这个人呢、啊、跟神之间中间的和睦了。
This person has harmony between him and God.
所以呢叫见主呢没有什么害怕。
So there's no fear about seeing the Lord.
这叫做平安。
This is peace.
我不晓得你有没有常常在医院里面走动啊。
I don't know if you have walked around in the hospital.
这个人要离开这个世界的时候。
Before man depart from this world.
如果他还没有接受主耶稣。
If he has not yet accepted Christ.
如果他跟神之中间还没有和睦。
If he has not restored that harmony between him and God.
是件非常可怕的一件事。
It's a fearful thing.
是件非常恐怖的一件事。
It's a dreadful thing.
因为那个时候人就发现他不能够见。
Because at that moment, people discover that they cannot see God.
但是我们这位弟兄他跟神之间完全和睦。
And but for this brother of ours, he has total harmony between him and God.
所以那个风吹来的时候啊他还是有和睦。
So when the wind begins to blow, he still has peace.
因为这个平安是世人所不能夺去的平安。
And this is the peace that the world cannot take away.
这个平安是暴风所不能吹走的平安。
This is the peace that the wind cannot blow away.
因为他是跟神之中间已经没有事情了。
Because there is no problem between him and God.
他已经可以见主耶稣。
He is ready to see the Lord.
这是平安。
This is peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这个平安？
Brother and sister, do you have such kind of peace?
平安还有另外一个意思。
There's another meaning of to peace.
这个意思就是完整。
And it's wholeness.
约书亚记里面记载这样一件事。
In the book of Joshua, it was recorded this.
当约书亚带领他们进迦南以后。
After Joshua led the people into the land of Canaan.
神就叫约书亚做一个祭坛。
The Lord instructed Joshua to build an altar.
神就特别告诉他，你要用一块整块石头来做那个祭坛。
He says you must use a piece of rock to build the altar.
这块石头呢是没有用铁器敲过的。
And this rock has not been hewn by an iron tool.
换句话说，这是一个完完整整的一个石头。
It's a complete whole piece of rock.
这个完整那个字哈，那个。基本的原文的字呢跟平安就是同一个字。
And the original text of this word was the same as the word peace.
就是那个完整就是平安。
That wholeness is peace.
当神创造我们的时候。
When God created the man.
他是创造一个完整的人。
He has created a whole man.
这个人是完整没有缺乏的。
It is whole without blemish.
他从来不会想说他还需要什么东西。
He will never consider what else might lacking.
他活在伊甸园里面，他是非常的喜乐的。
He lives in the Garden of Eden and he's full of joy.
但是呢，当人犯罪以后呢
？But after man sinned.
就好像呢，这个石头呢，被那个钉子敲掉一块。
It seems like the rock has been chipped away.
什么地方呢？就少了那么一块。
And it's lacking something somewhere.
就不太完整了。
It's no longer a whole piece.
从外面看，我们还是一个人。
From the outside, we're still a man.
但是从里面看呢，我们少了一块。
But from the inside, we discover we lack something.
就是因为少了那一块呢，我们常常觉得不满足。
Because we lack that particular thing that we are unsatisfied all the time.
我们离开神以后呢，我们就少了那一块。
After we left God, we lost that piece.
你问我少了什么呢，我也讲不出来。
You ask me, what did you lose? I cannot tell you.
但是就是少了什么东西。
But I know I lost something.
所以人呢就想了很多办法呢要得着那失去的。
And so man was thinking up of many ways to try to regain what was lost.
里头就有一个不满足的感觉。
There is this feeling in the heart that it cannot be satisfied.
在我们年纪的时候我们觉得哎呀可能是差了一个学位。
When we were young, we thought maybe it's a degree that I need.
就差了一个学位。
I just lacked one more degree.
我是什么都有。
I have everything.
就差一个学位。
Just one more degree.
就是哪一天呢我得到那个学位以后呢我就完整了。
One day when I obtain that degree, then I will be perfect. And
我就喜乐了。
I will be joyful.
我就平安了。
I will have peace.
就不料有一天 就会拿到。
One day you did have your receive your degree.
就发现了，还是不完整。
Then you discover you're not whole yet.
但是我又不知道为什么不完整。
But you do not know why.
缺少一个工作。
You are lacking a job.
学位没有工作有什么用？
With a degree and no job, what good is it?
学问也不能够当饭吃。
You cannot use your degree and eat off of it.
所以我们觉得不够完整。
So we say it's not perfect yet.
要有一个工作。
I need a job.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们可以找这个事情，可以找那个事情。
One sister, we can find one thing after another.
如果我们里面那个失去的那一块东西不得着的话。
Yet if we have not found what was in our heart that we have lost.
我们就没有。
Then we will not have peace.
我们总是觉得还缺什么。
We always think that we're still lacking one more thing.
所以我们就想，大概是这个。
Then we will say, maybe it's this.
大概是那个。
Maybe it's that.
然后就用一生的年日呢，去追求这个，去追求那个。
And we use our entire life to look for this and look for that.
但是我们得到以后呢，总是发现不是。
But after you gain what you're looking for, you discover that's not it.
我没有得到的时候还好。
It is better that we have not gained it.
我们得到了以后呢，就发现不是。
Once you obtain it, you discover it's not the thing you're looking for.
我们还没有来美国以前呢，我们觉得美国有一个童话。
Before we came to the United States, we think that there is a great picture there.
但我们来到以后呢，发现呢，不是那样。
Then we came here, we discover it's not true.
是不是啊？
Is that right?
跟我们想的不太一样。
It's different than our imagination.
那个我们里面真正所缺少的。
That's not something that we have lost.
所以这个世界上的人用了很多的方法想要来寻找那个到底是什么呢？
And the people of this world spend great amount of time look for what have we lost.
我到底缺少什么呢？
What am I lacking?
有的人就这样觉得，我缺少的是快乐。
And some people decided I need joy.
这是很多一般人的看法。
Many people believe this way.
里面要缺少快乐。
I just lack joy.
所以我们要来找快乐。
So I will look for happiness.
所以有的人呢就去看电影。
People will go to see movies.
因为看电影呢可以得到快乐。
And because they go to see movies and they can have happiness.
当看电影的时候是很快乐的。
When they were watching movie, yeah, they have happiness.
但是呢，很快呢，看一场电影就不太够。
But many very soon one movie cannot satisfy them.
那看一场电影的喜乐呢，就不像以前看的电影那么喜乐。
And the next movie they do not have the joy as they had before.
所以他要看两个 movie 才有喜乐。
So that he has to watch two movies.
那过一段时间呢，两个电影还是不够喜乐。
And pretty soon two cannot satisfy.
那要三个电影才能够喜乐。
They had to watch three.
从前呢，看一场电影就能够得到的喜乐。
In the past, one movie will bring you happiness.
后来呢，要看好多好多的电影才能够得到同样的喜乐。
Later on, you have to have had so many more movies in order to gain the same happiness.
圣经上有一个字来描写这个情形。
The Bible has a word that describes this kind of condition.
这叫做渴。
It's thirst.
就是渴。
Thirst.
这个渴就很奇怪。
This thirst is very amazing.
就可以喝水了，可以解渴，对不对？
You can drink water to quench your thirst.
那过一段时间呢，又渴了。
But after a while, you're thirsty again.
奇怪，不是渴，刚喝过水了吗？
You just had water.
那过一下又渴了。
But just a little while later, you're thirsty again.
那怎么办？再喝。
And the only way to do is to drink some more water.
过一段时间又渴了。
And after a while, you're thirsty again.
那再喝。
So more water.
那这就是我们的光景。
This is our condition.
所以看电影呢，还要再看。
You watch one movie, you have to see another.
没有人可以造一个电影啊，就你看一次就够了。
No one can ever come up with a movie that you just have to see it once and it'll be enough.
看了那一场电影以后呢，哦，这一生再不看电影了。
You see one movie and that's it. I don't need to see any more movie in my life.
就是有人可以做这个电影，他也不会做这个电影。
Even if someone know how to make such movie, they will not make such kind of movie.
这个事情就是这样。
The things are always like that.
在地上呢。有一些人呢觉得只有一件事情让他喜乐。
And some people say that there's only one thing that gives me joy.
这个事情也是很多人都同意的。
And many people will agree.
啊，就是钱。
That's money.
这个只有钱能让我喜乐。
Only money can give me joy.
虽然他拼命赚钱。
And so they work hard to gain more money.
但是你要知道，那个真正赚很多钱的人啊，他那个赚的钱不是为他自己享受的。
But you must know that those people who make a lot of money, the money they earn is not for their enjoyment.
因为他需要用那个赚钱呢，来满足里面的喜乐。
Because he needs to work in order to have happiness.
他刚开始赚一万块呢，就很喜乐了。
In the beginning, he had earned his $1,000,000, then he felt happy.
但以后呢，还是赚一万块呢，就没有那么喜乐了。
But the second million, he is not so happy.
那怎么样能够得到当初那个赚一万块的喜乐呢？
And how can he keep his happiness?
要赚两万。
He must gain more.
赚两万才能够那么喜乐。
Two more million will give him happiness.
那过一段时间又不喜乐了。
And after a while, this cannot satisfy.
要赚十万才可以喜乐。
He needs $100,000.
为了这个缘故呢？
He needs a million now. It was thousands. No, it was 10,000 before.
为了这个缘故呢，人要一直去赚。
For this reason, man must continue to make more money.
这个叫什么呢？
What is this called?
这叫渴。
This is thirst.
为什么会渴？
So why do you thirst?
因为我们的人的里面不完整。
And because we are not whole.
我们犯罪的时候，我们就少了一个东西。
After we sinned, we lost something.
我们以为是钱。
We thought it was money.
我们以为是喜乐。
We thought it was happiness.
我们以为是家庭。
We thought it was family.
我们以为是成就。
We thought it was accomplishment.
不管你认为是什么。
No matter what you thought it was.
那你得到了以后呢？
Once you gain it.
不是。
You discover it's not it.
里面还是缺乏。
You still lack something.
因为我们已经不完。
Because we're no longer whole.
主耶稣说，我要赐给你们一个泉源啊。
Jesus said, I will give you a fountain.
在我们的里面，永流到永生的。
And that would spring to eternity.
就不用再渴了。
You will never thirst.
说主耶稣在我们里面的时候。
When Jesus is within us.
我们就不渴了。
We will not be thirsty anymore.
我不用看电影了。
We don't need to watch movie to gain happiness.
我不用看电影也可以跟你看电影的一样喜乐。
We can have the same happiness.
我也不用去赚很多钱才喜乐。
I don't have to make a lot of money to in order to
make me happy. 我现在赚的钱我就很喜乐了。
With the amount of money I have now, I am happy.
而且我这个赚的这个钱呢、啊，我明年还是跟今年一样喜乐。
And even if I make the same amount next year, I'm still happy.
我能够对我所有的东西，我已经很满足了。
Whatever I have, I am satisfied.
里面不渴了。
I'm not thirsty anymore.
这是那个在我们里面呢，有了一个泉源。
It's because we have a fountain within us.
诗篇二十三篇第一节里面说什么？
Psalm 23 tells us.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
这个英文讲得更好啊。
And the English version is even better than the Chinese version.
不是说我不致缺乏。
It's not that the Chinese say, the Lord is my shepherd and I have no lack.
他说我就不要了。
But the English is better because it's I don't want anymore.
对啊，主耶稣是我的牧者。我里面就不要了。
The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything else.
因为我已经完整了嘛。
Because I am whole.
我这个已经完整了，我就不要了。
I am whole. I no longer need anything else.
有一次我坐飞机。
Once I was in an airplane.
那我刚好是坐在那个经济舱的最前面一排。
I was in the economic class, the first row.
那前面就是一个墙，然后前面就是头等舱。
And in front of me is a panel, and then behind that is the first class.
那我坐的是靠走道的那一排。
I was sitting close by the walkway.
那坐飞机不久呢，就有一个人要坐我的里面。
And after a while, someone came and sat next to me.
他一来啊，就说哎呀，这个位置太小。
And he came and said, this seat is too small.
其实呢，那头一排啊，已经比后面还大了。
Actually, the first row seat is much roomier than other seats.
啊，就很不舒服的样子。
And he seems very uncomfortable.
他跟我讲，他说我从来都是坐头等舱的。
He told me I always ride in the first class.
这今天的头等舱满了，不得已呢，他们就给我弄到这个经济舱来坐。
But today the first class seats are all full, all filled, so I have to sit in the economic class seat.
他就动来动去，都不舒服的。
And he was moving around, and he was very uncomfortable.
飞机起飞不久呢，他就买酒来喝。
And after the plane took off, he bought some drink.
喝了几杯就跟我讲话。
And after several glasses of wine, he began to talk to me.
他告诉我他有几部 Mercedes.
He told me how many Mercedes he had.
他告诉他在哪里有事业。
He told me all the business that he had in different locations.
在瑞典也有事业，在美国也有事业。
In Switzerland, he has one in Switzerland. He has one in United States.
讲的是在居高台。
He was very excited when he talked about himself.
他问我你做什么。
I said, what do you do?
我说我。
Oh, he asked me, what do you do?
问我做什么。嗯哼。我就告诉他我做什么。
So I told him what I did.
然后他就问我，我不知道他实在是怎么讲的。
I don't know exactly how it is.
意思就是说你可以过生活嘛。
He said, but yeah, you can make a living with what you have. You can make a living with what you have.
那我就跟他讲啊。
And I told him.
我说你要什么就有什么。
I said, you can have whatever you want.
我要什么就有什么。
And I can have whatever I want.
我要不那么多就是。
I just don't want so much.
所以呢，我也很喜乐。
So I'm also happy.
因为我要的东西我都有了嘛。
Because I have everything that I want.
但是我要的不多。
It's just that I don't want too much.
我里面跟他一样喜乐。
So I have the same amount of happiness as you do.
那我不像他那么辛苦啊。
But I don't work as hard as you do.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters.
我们信主以后，我们那个少东西就有了。
And after we believed in Christ, we already had what we lost.
那我就不需要那个 Mercedes 来让我喜乐。
So I don't need a Mercedes to give me happiness.
我已经觉得我开的车很好了。
I already feel that my car was very good.
有时候我都觉得有点罪恶感的一点。
Sometimes I even feel sinful to have the car I have.
那根本不需要那些东西了。
I don't need other things.
我感谢神，主给我恩典。
I thank the Lord because he gave me grace.
我没有听到那些讲话，我就觉得哎呀，我这么苦啊。
I didn't hear his word and then look at myself and say how pitiful I am.
我反而觉得哎呀，我真是喜乐。
But I felt that I have so much joy in my heart.
我甚至觉得我没有什么缺乏。
I have no want.
我觉得哎呀，我就像那个天空的飞鸟一样。
I am just like the birds in the air.
你看天空的飞鸟都是很喜乐的。
They are filled with joy.
没有一天看到一个飞鸟愁眉苦脸。
You have not seen a bird that had a downcast face.
他也不送。
The bird do not sow.
他也不收。
Do not reap.
他也没有房子。
The bird do not have a house.
他也没有贷款。
He do not have a mortgage.
他也没有固定的工作。
And do not have a steady job.
他也没有保险。
Do not have insurance.
他也没有 Medicaid.
And the bird do not have Medicare.
什么都没有。
The birds have nothing.
啊，喜乐什么呢？
But what is he so happy about?
他就是很喜乐。
He is filled with joy.
因为是靠天父养活他的。
Because the Father in heaven supported them.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是应该喜乐呢？
Brothers and sisters, should we be happy too?
我为什么需要这么多东西呢？
Why do I need so much things?
实在是，如果我们里面呢，有了主的话。
If we have the Lord in our heart.
我们里面就满足了。
We will be satisfied.
如果主恩典。如果主给我们恩典，让我们在世上做财主，那就做财主吧。
If the Lord gives me grace and want me to be a rich man on the earth, then I will be a rich man.
但是如果主让我在地上做拉撒路的话，那也很好。
But if the Lord wants me to be a Lazarus on earth, then that would be good.
因为拉撒路比那财主还好啊。
Because the Lazarus was stronger than this rich man.
过了这个短短的这个四五十年啊，地上四五十年过去以后。
After the short 40 or 50 years on earth.
财主有什么用啊？
What good is it to be a rich man?
拉撒路是在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
Lazarus was the one that sits in the bosom of Abraham.
财主在阴间里面想要喝一点水都没有。
The rich man lived in hell and wanted to have some water, yet he could not.
那我在地上何必要辛辛苦苦的去做财主呢？
Then why should I be a rich man on earth then?
那实在是划不来啊。
It is not worth it.
主耶稣是一个完整的人。
Jesus was a whole man.
当他躺在那个船上睡觉的时候
，When Jesus was sleeping in the boat，
他是一个完完整整的人。
He was a whole man。
他里面有完全的平安。
He has complete peace in his heart。
圣灵没有限量的居住在主耶稣里面。
The Holy Spirit dwelt in Jesus unlimitedly。
所以他睡着。
Therefore he was sleeping。
那是真平安。
He has true peace。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是我们的平安。
This is our peace。
我们不在那里斤斤计较，今天。我在地上能不能够做财主
？We don't have to consider whether or not I should be a rich man on earth.
做财主我们就感谢主。
If I'm a rich man, I thank the Lord.
做拉撒路我也感谢主。
If I'm Lazarus, I thank the Lord.
常常感谢主，因为主已经让我们完整了。
I thank him often because he has made me whole.
常常感谢主，这永生的问题他已经替我们解决了。
I thank the Lord because he has resolved the problem of eternity.
我们已经逃离了那个咒诅。
We have escaped the curse.
那个平安还有一个意思。
There's another meaning to the word peace.
就是安息。
That is rest.
这是神在创造人的时候，他心里面就想了一件事。
When God created man, he has this thought in his heart.
他要把人 带到那个完全的安息的。
He wants to bring men into the eternal rest.
就在希伯来书就告诉我们，要我们竭力进入他为我们所预备的安息。
Hebrew tells us that we need to pursue and enter into His rest.
什么是安息？
What is rest?
安息很简单啊。
Rest is very simple.
就是歇了自己的工。
That is lay aside all your work.
你不要说这很简单啊。
Don't think that this is too easy though.
不容易做到的。
It's very difficult to do.
这个风一吹的时候啊。
When the wind began to blow.
我们第一个反应就起来做工。
The first reaction is to get up and do something.
一定的。
That is a definite thing.
就像门徒一样。
Just like the disciples.
十二个人起来了，就跟那个风来征战。
The 12 of them got up to fight with the wind.
这叫做没有安息。
There is no rest.
我们也是这样的。
We are like that.
当我们碰到难处的时候。
When we encounter problems.
头一个我们所想到的是，我怎么样来解决它。
The first thing we want to, we always do is to think of a way to solve the problem.
然后呢，我们就用我们自己的智慧来面对这个问题。
And then we use our wisdom to face the problem.
但是我们看在这个船上到后来怎么样。
But we can see what happened on the boat.
到后来呢，他们都不做工了。
At the end, none of them were doing anything.
就主耶稣就站起来了。
Then Jesus rose.
主耶稣就讲话。
Jesus spoke.
就吩咐这个风浪就停掉了。
And command the wind and the waves to cease.
什么叫做安息呢？
What is rest?
就是人不做工，主做工，对不对？
Rest is when men cease their work and God began to work.
当人不做工的时候呢，我们主就做工。
When men stop doing things, the Lord will begin to do.
这叫做完全的安息。
This is the perfect rest.
所以主在旧约上面就叫他们有一个安息日。
And in Old Testament, God gave them a Sabbath.
这安息日什么工都不可以做的。
And on that day, you will not to do anything.
那不过是一个预表。
That is just a type.
但是告诉我们在属灵的里面呢。一切都是基督为我们所做的。
It tells us that spiritually Christ has done everything for us.
不是我们这个人有什么。
Not that we have anything.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们每一个人都有这样的经历。
One sister, I believe that we all have this experience.
就是有一天风暴会临到我们。
There is one day the storm will come upon us.
如果你以前还没有遇到过的话。
If you have never encountered any kind of storm,
我可以说将来你一定会遇到的。
I can tell you later on you will encounter at least one.
我们每一个人都会遇到的。
We will all encounter storms.
当我们遇到风暴的时候，我们怎么样来应付呢？
When we encounter storms, what do we do?
有一件事我们要记得。
One thing we must remember.
就是主耶稣还是在船上。
That is Jesus is in the boat.
那个船往上的时候呢，主耶稣也是往上。
When the boat went up.Jesus also went up.
那个船往下的时候呢，主耶稣也往下。
When the boat was tossed down, Jesus was also tossed down the boat.
那个水啊，进到你的身上的时候呢，也进到主的身上。
When the water came upon you, splashed upon you, it also splashed upon Jesus.
主跟我们在一起。
The Lord is with us.
当我们有这样的思想的时候，我们心里面就得到很大。
When we have this thought in us, then we will have peace.
当人在辱骂我们的时候。
When man scolded us,
他就是辱骂主。
He is also scolding God.
当人轻视我们的时候，就是轻视主。
When man despised us, he is also despising the Lord.
如果这个万军的耶和华哈，这个神他都不说话的话，我们说什么话？
If the Lord of hosts do not speak, then why should we speak?
如果神都还没有要做什么的时候，我们为什么要做什么？
When God did not do anything, why should we do things?
我想我们常常有一个软弱。
We often have this weakness.
我们就觉得，哎呀，就不管我了。
We said the Lord has left me alone.
我们觉得这个平安的时候呢，就是主在，好像主在爱我。
We felt that in peaceful time, it seems that it's because the Lord loves me.
顺利的时候一祷告，就主爱我。
When I'm in a good time, then I just pray, yes, Jesus, you love me.
这个风一吹的时候，我们就觉得主不爱我了。
When the winds begin to blow, we felt that the Lord does not love me anymore.
主有没有离开门徒？
Has Jesus left the disciples?
主还在船上。
He is still in the boat.
不管我们是在好的时候，或者我们是在不好的时候。
Whether in good time or bad time.
主就在我们这个船上。
Jesus is in us.
他跟我们一同经历那个风暴。
He experienced the storm with us.
当我们有这样思想的时候，我们里面真是很有平安。
When we have such kind of thought, then we are filled with peace.
我们怎么样能够在我们的生活上有这样的经历？
How can we have this kind of experience in our life?
我想一些最重要的是
The most important thing
就是主说话
is to when the Lord speaks.
那天他们把主摇醒以后
That day when they wake up the Lord
那 主做了什么事
What did he do?
主说话
He began to speak.
主就说话以后呢那个风啊就停止
When the Lord spoke, the wind、and the storms、were calm.
这就是那个秘诀
This is the secret.
在圣经上这个话有两个字
In the Bible, the word has two Greek words to describe the word.
一个就是叫 logos.
One is logos.
那一个另外一个是叫 rhema.
And rhema.
那 logos 跟 rhema 有什么不一样呢
And what are the differences between the two?
很简单
Very simple.
这个 logos 啊就是主耶稣那天在山上讲的那些
Logos are the words that Jesus spoke on the mountain that day.
对于门徒来讲那些当天是 logos.
To the disciples that day, those teachings are logos.
但是在二十六节晚上主在风暴里面讲的那一句话呢，就是 rhema.
But in verse 26, the word that the Lord has spoken was rhema.
所以这两的差别是 logos 这是主说过的话。
Logos is the word that the Lord has spoken.
那 rhema 呢，就是主现在对你说的话。
Rhema is the word that the Lord is speaking to you now.
并不是说那个 logos 永远不会变成 rhema 的。
It doesn't mean that the logos will never become rhema.
有一天主会用那个 logos 重新说在你的心里面就变成 rhema。
One day God will use the logos and to speak to your heart again and becomes rhema.
当主一说话的时候那个加利利海就平静下来。
When the Lord speaks, all the winds were calm.
当主一说话的时候那个风暴就平静下来。
When the Lord spoke, the waves ceased.
我们这个人呢，在心里，这个心哈，就好像一个加利利海一样。
Our heart is like Sea of Galilee.
这个稍微啊，一动一下呢，里面就波浪。
You just have to work a little bit, and it begins. All the waves begin to blow.
是不是这样？在家里面，有的夫妻之间也是这样。
Sometimes between husband and wife is the same.
常常因为一些事情或一些话呢，我里面呢，就像加利利海一样，就波浪起来了。
And sometimes just through some words or some incidents, and our heart will stir up like the Sea of Galilee.
或者我们在世界上所遇到的一些事。
Or sometimes things that we encountered and we have to face in this world.
所以我们的心是有波浪的时候多呢，平静的时候少。
So most of the time our hearts are stirred up and not calm.
这个需要主来说话。
We need the Lord to speak.
主一说话，这个风浪就平静。
Because when the Lord speaks, then the winds and the waves were calm.
那我们怎么能够听到主的声音呢？
How can we hear the words of God?
那有一个姊妹问过我们这样的话。
A sister had asked us this question.
那主说话我没有听见怎么办？
If the Lord is speaking, yet I did not hear.
在这里以利亚的那个事情就让我们看见。
In the life of Elijah, we can see.
那个神叫以利亚出来。
God called Elijah to come out.
然后呢，是有先有什么这个雷声。
And first we hear thunders.
这个以利亚也是在雷声的里面。
And Elisha thought maybe God is in there.
看看没有，不在。
He looked and God's not in there.
后来闪电。
And then we see lightning.
以利亚也是在闪电的里面。
Elisha thought maybe God is in lightning.
也没有。
And he is not.
后来呢，好像有地震。
And then there was a great earthquake.
这个主有没有在地震的里面？也没有。
And the Lord was not in the earthquake.
还有火
And there was fire.
以利亚看看神又不在火的里面
And God was not in the fire.
然后呢后面一个微小的声音
And then there was a whisper.
跟以利亚说话
And that spoke to Elijah.
弟兄姊妹啊当我们碰到暴风的时候
One sister, when we encounter storm,
我不要到那个暴风的里面去找主耶稣
Do not look for the Lord in the storm.
主不在暴风的里面
Because he is not in the storm.
主不在那个难处的里面
He is not in your problem.
乃是那个微小的声音。
But he is that small voice.
他是用一个微小的声音对我们说话。
He whispered to us.
当我们碰到困难的时候。
When we encounter problems.
我们一定会遇到困难的。
We definitely will encounter problems.
因为主耶稣说在世界上你们有苦难。
Because the Lord tells us that you will have trouble in this world.
这主这样说我们就没有办法。
He said it so that this will happen to us.
你们在世界上有苦难。
You will have problems in this earth.
但是他说我。已经
赐给你们平安了。
But I have already given you peace.
所以面对苦难要有什么呢？
When you're faced with problems,
我们就是里面要平安。
We need to have peace.
我们要知道我们跟神中间已经和睦了。
We need to remember that we are reconciled with God.
这是我们平安的根源。
This is the foundation of our peace.
圣灵住在我们里面，就成为一个泉源。
The Holy Spirit lives in our heart and becomes a fountain.
这个泉源要一直流，流到永生。
And it will spring forth to eternity.
所以我们这个人在外面没有什么需要。
And therefore, we have no other needs.
我们就能够卸下我们的功。
And we can lay aside all our works.
让主在我们身上来做工。
And let God to work in us.
我们就进到完全的安息。
And we can enter into complete rest.
这实际上是很奇妙的一件。
This is very wonderful.
这个地上啊，这是什么都有，就是没有平安。
On this earth, we have everything but peace.
但是在主的里面，我们所得到的最宝贵的就是那平安。
In Christ, the most precious thing we have gained is peace.
主从来没有兑现说你们来信我，我让你做财主。
God never said, "Come believe in me, and then I will make you a rich man."
那大家都信了。
And then everyone will believe in him.
主也没有说你来信我就医治你的疾病，也没有这样说过。
And he didn't say, "Come believe in me, then I will heal your illness."
还有没有说你来信我，我就让你做成什么样的事。
And he did not say, that, "Come believe in me, then I will give you great accomplishments."
但是主却说，你信我就有平安。
But he said, "Believe in me, and you will have peace."
这是我里面最宝贵的一件事。
This is the most precious thing that in.
这个是什么事情都不换的。
Nothing, we will not substitute this with anything else.
仇敌要来试探我们的时候，什么东西都不可以换的。
When Satan tempted us, we will not want to substitute this.
因为这乃是存到永远。
Because this will last till eternity.
愿主实在是恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们不但是在知识的上，让我们在经历的里面，常常进入他的平安。
That in knowledge.And an experience that we often enter into his rest. May the Lord bless his word.